Peavy liked my plan better than Jamie had. I wasn't a bit surprised. It was his town, after all. And what was young Bill to him? Only the son of a dead cook. Not much in the great scheme of things. Once the little expedition to Salty Town was on its way, I woke the boy and told him we were going to Debaria. He agreed without asking questions. He was distant and dazed. Every now and then, he rubbed his eyes with his knuckles. As we walked out to the corral, he asked me again if I was sure his Da was dead. I told him I was. He fetched a deep sigh, lowered his head, and put his hands on his knees. I gave him time, then asked if he'd like me to saddle a horse for him. If it's all right to ride Millie, I can saddle her myself. I feed her, and she's my special friend. People say mules ain't smart, but Millie is. Let me see if you can do it without getting kicked, I said. It turned out he could, and smartly. He mounted up and said, I guess I'm ready. He even tried to give me a smile. It was awful to look at. I was sorry for the plan I'd set in motion, but all I had to do was think of the carnage we were leaving behind and Sister Fortuna's ruined face to remind me of what the stakes were. Will she skid in the wind? I asked, nodding at the trim little mule. Sitting on its back, young Bill's feet came almost down to the ground. In another year, he'd be too big for her, but of course, in another year, he'd probably be far from Debaria, just another wanderer on the face of a fading world. Millie would be a memory. Not Millie, he said. She's as solid as a dromedary. Aye, and what's a dromedary? Dunno, do I? It's just something my dad says. One time I asked him, and he didn't know either. Come on, then, I said. The sooner we get to town, the sooner we get out of this grit. But I intended to make one stop before we got to town. I had something to show the boy while we were still alone.